Yeah, well, that's Wildcats basketball. Tough 40 minutes of, you know, pressure defense, having each other's back. You know, we weren't fluid offensively, but, you know, that's I was so proud of the guys that we haven't played that way for a long time. And it makes a difference, you know, it makes a big difference when you got Maddie and Greg in a full roster. So, very well done. Yeah, well, it's just magical to come out here to play in front of the so many adoring fans in the Red Army. And as soon as we get going, you know, Dollar made a couple of buckets and Damo made that big one and the crowd just lifts. It's the guys get an extra boost from it. And I know you can see the opposition, they just drop their heads straight away and they know it's going to be an uphill battle. And, you know, we can feed off that energy. And we did that tonight.
So what does it do for
Oh, without a question. I think, you know, we've been probably inconsistent and it's just we had a tough January with injuries in our schedule and we're just getting back to playing Wildcats basketball, and we know when we do that it's a, you know, recipe for success. And I thought the guys had each other's back today, and we probably missed four or five layups and we, you know, could have pushed that out before the half. But, you know, we're getting there. We're not there yet. We've still got a lot of work to do, and we've got New Zealand next week that we haven't beaten this season. So it'll be a really good challenge for us.
Did you faith ever waver over the last month?
No, I know what these guys can do. I know, you know, when we get on track and we get healthy and look out, it's just getting through that pain of January when we didn't have the bodies to get out there. And the guys are starting to get confidence and trust in each other defensively, and that's one of the best defensive efforts I've seen from that was a top team that you know, we really controlled defensively.
The job on Wilwickin, not just Damo, but a couple of times Maddie early switched on to him, got stops. I mean, how important was it to shut him down?
Yeah, big time. He hit those two threes in the second quarter and finished with 9 points, sorry. That and the same with Craig. Craig has been, you know, he has PBs against us, and locking him down to scoreless is a fantastic job. And the guys have switched on without a question this week. They it's great being able to hunt and get after things and not and be aggressive to do that.
Did you get a bit more offense out of
Dog tonight? Yeah, look. When he was aggressive and getting to the hole, he was pretty much unstoppable. It's the other aspects we've still got to work with him and pick his moments a little bit. But I thought he was great. When we needed the scoreboard ticking over in that third quarter, he was making the move. And it's great to have a guy, the guys have got so much confidence in him, that wants the ball number one and can make the plays. And we've seen that the last 2 years. Jermaine's that kind of player.
Is that a fair assessment? Do you
pick
your moments a little bit more?
Yeah, I probably made a couple of bad decisions on the pick and roll, but anytime I see it open, I just go and I attack. So today I made a couple of shots.
What did it feel like out there on the court? It felt like everything was just working that little bit better?
We got our momentum off our defense, and we get a stop, we come down, push the ball, and anytime I see some space, I just go for it.
You big game player, Dollar. We know that from the finals last year. Do you like to think of yourself as someone who rises for the occasion? Tonight was obviously the occasion.
Yeah, you know, I try to, for these big games, I always work hard for them during practice, after practice, so I can play big in these big games.
What kind of difference does that have, having Maddie back for that interior defense?
Just Maddie changed our whole team, on offense and defense. We can throw it down low on the block. We can help on the pick and roll D. Maddie's a big help, yeah.
With everyone talking about Cairns and New Zealand and their form, do you guys as a team feel like you had to let people know that you're still around?
Yeah, I mean, folks is going to say what they want to say, but all we do is control what we can. We don't really listen to what other teams are doing or what they got going. We just focus on Perth Wildcats.
You know, I suppose I can't keep that secret in. But look, yeah, look, we got away from what we're doing, Wildcats, and our DNA is our pressure defense, and You know, through that period, we probably didn't have the personnel to play that style for 40 minutes, but it helps when you look down the bench. You've got Jesse, Greg, and Tommy there ready to go. And Drake was fantastic tonight. I thought he really played great in that first half. And, you know, so it was a good, it worked out well for us. It was working, so we stayed in.
Is there a possibility you sort of look to that a little bit more over the next few weeks?
I think by game, you know, that New Zealand are totally different to Cairns. So, you know, their strengths and weaknesses are different. So we've got to play to that. Well, look, a couple of times I forgot that I was mic'd up, so hopefully they've got a button that they push quite frequently. Like when the game's going on, you don't really notice it. It's more so the dead balls and stuff. But look, it's I've done it a couple of times now, a few times last year, so you kind of get used to it after a while and kind of try to watch your P's and Q's. And hopefully they got a good delay system.
In New Zealand next week, another big game. You happy to have
them here? Yeah, look, this is the perfect run in for us. You know, well, I think we're hasn't got the record there, but we get the top two teams in 2 weeks. We have a chance to get healthy back at home, and we've got no excuses. We're going to put our best foot forward, and this is a great challenge for us. It's been a difficult journey and something that we can write our own finish, and we just can't wait for you know, another game.
How important psychologically, if you do meet New Zealand in the playoffs, to win next Sunday and not be 0-4 against them?
Yeah, obviously we've had our chances against them. They jumped us that first game here. We haven't played them here for a while, and that was we played them. You know, it's a good matchup. They're a very good team. They've got Jackson back as a quality import. You know, he will go close to winning the MVP. You know, it's a great challenge for us.
Thanks, Jack.